Halfway into its second decade now, the annual gathering of green power enthusiasts near Stevens Point is the largest such event in the country. Fair organizer Terry Parker says it was born partly in response to the first Gulf War, and this year is like deja vu all over again.
I was looking at photos of our first fair the other day. There's a sign at the front gate that says, "We won't be caught between Iraq and a hard place." And that's exactly where we still are today. And so there's definitely this connection between our use of oil, the war we're in, and our lifestyle that we've chosen to live. And so this fair kind of addresses all of those things just in one place. We're talking about the issues, and we're talking about the solutions.
Solutions like hybrid electric cars or cars adapted to run on vegetable oil. The alternative fueled vehicles display at the fair drew large crowds this year. Their popularity is growing, at least partly because they offer a way to cut dependence on Mideast oil. But the windmills and photovoltaic panels also drew large crowds. Tim O'Neill of Columbus, Wisconsin, didn't mention the war when asked why he came to the fair. He's looking for ways to produce his own power and reduce the mercury pollution coming from his local coal-fired power plant.
Getting myself independent of the grid is the revolutionary notion I have brewing in the back of my mind someplace. And if I can contribute a little pollution-free energy to the grid and reduce or eliminate my electrical bill as a consequence every month, doggone it, I'm interested.
A man named Dennis from Madison says neither politics nor pollution played a role in his decision to come to the fair. He just wanted to learn how to build a house out of straw bales.
You know, just trying to be part of the earth, more or less. Not get into the whole left-wing, liberal, energy-conscious kind of thing. Just trying to be more part of the earth.
Using the earth to build an adobe-style or cob house is what brought Angie from Appleton to the fair. She sees this green approach to building as an inspiring alternative.
It's inspiring that you don't have to live the way that society just assumes that you're going to, paying mortgage for 30 years, and that there are alternatives, and they're totally possible, and people have done it, and good inspiration.
Jesse, also from Appleton, came looking for tips on windmills.
I'm interested in, you know, wind energy and how to store that and how I can somehow use Mother Nature to help my future some way. Kind of a novice.
The fair featured numerous workshops on green building and off-the-grid living, and the fair grounds were like a high-tech flea market with dozens of companies hawking their solar and wind-powered wares. New to the fair this year was a cylindrical windmill called an aeroturbine, designed by a protege of the visionary architect Buckminster Fuller. It can sit on top of a barn in the countryside or an office building in the middle of a large city. Leslie Lippitt says her husband Bill Becker built it to harness the wind that conventional windmills can't capture.
These wind machines, unlike the other ones that are on the market now, can be building integrated. They can go right into a building. So it doesn't have to be a big tower out somewhere. And the whole idea is to move us all toward zero energy homes and to producing energy where we use it, right there.
The aeroturbine is shaped like a DNA double helix with clear plastic wind foils winding through the center. It can be mounted at any angle to catch wind from any direction. The current cost to hook one up to your home is about $20,000. It can provide about a quarter of a typical home's electrical needs. That may sound expensive, but Lippitt says increasingly people are looking for ways to form co-ops so a neighborhood can share both the cost and the benefits of a larger combined wind and solar power plant. She says the war in Iraq is playing a role in prompting many people to take more control of their energy needs.
They're looking at the political decisions that are being made and said, "I don't like this. Americans are really make better neighbors than warriors." And what's happening now is people are having to see their world image as a warrior, and I don't think they like it. I don't think that's a thing that Americans like to think about themselves. So I think there's a kind of sadness that's coming too. Who would have thought that I would come to a fair like this? And here they are.
Fair organizers did their best to make the link between war and America's dependence on oil. The keynote speaker, Richard Heinberg, is the author of a book titled The Party's Over, Oil, War, and the Fate of Industrial Societies. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.